Welcome to another episode of Ramcharitmanas. Today I will be speaking briefly on the importance of revering one's parents. A perfect example in the Ramcharitmanas, written by Saint Tulsidas, is the story of Shravan Kumar. Shravan Kumar belonged to the time when the father of Lord Ram, Maharaj Dasharath, ruled his kingdom in Ayodhya. Shravan Kumar was born of poor blind parents, but they had brought him up remarkably well. He was strong, healthy, and truthful, and he had a very good personality. He had sincere love and respect for his parents. He was also a great devotee of God. Every day, he worked very hard to make his parents comfortable and happy. In his leisure time, he prayed to God and attended to his poor, blind, and aging parents. One day, his parents told him that they had become quite old. They wanted him to take them to the various places of pilgrimage, as one does when they reach an older state of life. This could make them fully satisfied and give them abundant peace of mind. It is a typical Hindu belief that a pilgrimage to the various mandirs and holy places purifies the soul and takes them nearer to God before the icy hand of death touches one. To a Hindu mind, nothing is or should be more precious than becoming one with the master of this universe. In those days, transportation such as horse carriage was scarce and costly. Shravan Kumar could not afford to hire one, being that he was poor. So he decided to put his parents in two baskets and carry the baskets on his shoulders to the places of pilgrimage. He took a strong bamboo stick. At its two ends, he tied the two baskets with very strong ropes and placed his father in one of the baskets and his mother in the other basket. Carrying on his shoulder this bamboo stick, with the basket at both ends, Shravan Kumar started on the pilgrimage. After having visited a few places of pilgrimage, he found himself on the banks of the sacred river named Sharayu. Pleased with the beautiful scenery around, he decided to take a little rest there with his parents. Shravan then placed the baskets in the shade of a tree, and after describing the beauties of the scene to his blind parents, he told them that he wanted to take a bath in the river Sharayu to refresh himself. His parents asked Shravan to take his bath comfortably, and they also asked him to fetch them a pitcher of water from the river because they were feeling thirsty. Shravan went to the river and had his bath. Now he had to fetch drinking water for his parents, and so he dipped a pitcher into the water. As the pitcher was getting filled, there was a typical bubbling sound caused by the air escaping from inside the pitcher. At that precise time, Dasharath of Ayodhya, the king who was hunting, happened to be near the spot. Hearing the bubbling sound of the water, the king thought that it was a deer drinking in the river. Dasharath hid silently for a while, and only with the bubbling sound to guide him, carefully took aim and shot his arrow. Of course the arrow hit its target, but the king was shocked to hear the painful screams of a human being instead of the painful cry of a deer dying. Shravan had become the target of the king's arrow. Deathly injured, he lay screaming in a pool of blood. Dasharathji came to the spot and saw the horrifying mistake he had committed. He repented for his hasty behavior, but it was too late. He then placed Shravan's head on his lap and tried to bring out some information for himself. Shravan Kumar told him that he would be dying in a few minutes, but he felt sorry for his blind parents, who were resting in the shade of the tree waiting for him to quench their thirst. He requested Maharaj Dasharath to attend to his old blind parents. Soon, Shravan breathed his last. Now Dasharath Maharaj, the king, had to perform the duties of Shravan. He lifted the pitcher and brought it to Shravan's parents, and raised it up to the lips of the blind father. Maharaj Dasharath did not utter a single word, because he feared revealing the reality of the situation. Their son had died. But the parents would not take water till they heard the familiar voice of their beloved son. So they asked, "O son, why do you not speak today? Are you angry with us because you have to work so much for us?" At last, Dasharath had to tell them all that happened. The parents were unable to bear the grief, as their beloved son was no more. They told Dasharath ji that they could not live in this world without their son. So they cursed the king Dasharath that he too would meet his death caused by the sorrow of separation from his son, just as what happened to them. So our katha today begins here. Dasharath ji is contemplating and thinking about what the blind parents of Shravan Kumar cursed him with. This is a chopai. Us kahin tapas gaye sur lekha, mere man chayo atishoka. Puni me nijman keen vichara, binu samajhe rishi vachan uchara. The meaning of this chopai. Saying this while in the yogic position, the parents abandoned their bodies and went to heaven. And Dasharath is saying in first person, I became very confused. I thought to myself, without reasoning, without explaining anything to me, the blind man cursed me? Chopai. Putra nahi ko ge hamare. Kihi tyaga hitan vachan tumhare, shoch vihaya gehi man ayo, ab tak tumko nahi sunayo. There is no son in my home. How can the rishi promise me this, then leave his body? After all, for the curse to come true, there must be a son. And if there is a son, then that in itself is a blessing. So Dasharath, thinking and reasoning with himself, he reached home. Many years passed, and Dasharath had four sons. The eldest son was Sri Ram. In due time, Dasharath began preparing to crown Sri Ram as the king of Ayodhya, so that he could retire to the jungles and live there in a peaceful manner, praying to God. Now Dasharath had given two boons in the past to his wife, Kekeyi, Lord Ram's stepmother. She insisted that Dasharath grant her the boons before crowning Sri Ram. Dasharath hesitated, but had to surrender in the end. She demanded that Lord Ram be sent to the forest for 14 years, and her son Bharat to be crowned as the king of Ayodhya. The shock of the thought of 14 years of separation from his son, Lord Ram, was so great. Chopai. Sanch bhai abvah sab bata gai ban siya ram do brata. Pran piyare vaan hi sidhare, ab tak pran na gai hamare. And the curse of Shravan Kumar's parents had come true. Dasharath is thinking, Sita, Ram, Lakshman, the three have gone and left for the forest. Ram, who is the reason for my life, has left for the jungle, yet my life has not ended as of yet. Now what happens? What happiness can I receive in this world, for which the soul does not abandon this body? Ram, Lakshman, and Sita have departed into the forest, and still this soul remains in this body. This is a doha. Priya sarvan ki katha te ab mohi rahyo na dhir. Putra vina ke nahi jiyen dhani dhani te narvir. Oh my dear, after giving you the story of Shravan, I have not kept anything from you. Those who do not have to live without their children, those fortunate people are blessed, blessed. After Maharaj Dasharath shared the story of Shravan, he became silent. Without Ram, I have the right to live out the rest of my life as per my wishes. But what will I do while still alive, since my love for my son was not preserved and respected? Yes, Ram, the one who is dearest to my heart, many days have passed since I have been living without you. Yes, Sita, Lakshman, Ram, your father's remorseful state has lit his own funeral pyre with dark, heavy clouds of smoke. So Dasharath, the king, taking his son Ram's name again and again, with the image of him in his eyes, departed from his body. Each wrong is punished, and every bit of hard work in this magnificent course of time is rewarded. The story of Shravan Kumar explains this, even as it underlines another great truth, that no one, not even the king, can escape the consequences of his action. And the greatest moral? There is no greater love for a parent than the love for their child. And there should be no greater love for a child than the love for their parents. Even in the hardest of times, the love for family should never weaken. And that powerful bond is and should be indestructible. Parents have the righteous duties to teach their children to the best of their abilities and raise them to the best person that they can be, so that they can make a difference in the hearts of others and in the world, that they too can be a great example of a human being. And children also have their duties to fulfill unto their parents, to worship them, love and cherish them, and to learn from them. And just as importantly, at the time of Pitripaksh, or a time of reverence for the ancestors, everyone should participate in fulfilling the rites to the parents, so that when it's time for them to die and leave this world, just as Dasharath abandoned his body, they are well prepared for their journey beyond. There is also another important part to this, that is just as important for the children to complete the rites of their parents, even though they may have not died. Nowadays we turn on our TVs and bear witness to all the young children that are dying, leaving their parents before their parents die. Even the elders still sometimes leave their parents behind. For example, Shravan Kumar's karma was to die before his parents died. He had to participate in the Pitripaksh rituals to fulfill his duty unto his parents before he passed on. Therefore, we should all learn from the knowledgeable saints, sages, priests, pundits, and fulfill the rites and rituals required at this time for our parents, etc., so that there is no negative reactions in our lives due to us leaving it incomplete. Children, serve your parents. Parents, keep on serving your children. Let us not forget that the strongest love a person can have is the love for their family. Those of us who are able to listen to this katha, this story, this history of Shravan Kumar, we should call ourselves blessed. So until next time, until the next episode, take care. Sitaram.